Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Police crackdown on sex doll rental firms fires debate about migrants' needs. By me, Matthew Walsh. When police shuttered Libor's business in March, he wasn't particularly surprised. Law enforcement officers had targeted his controversial company for months with nighttime raids and threats of a shutdown. The 35-year-old is the owner of Ai-Land, a so-called sex doll experience hall in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen that rents mannequins at hourly rates for sexual use. Although similar businesses have operated in China since at least 2019, a string of recent closures has made national headlines and stoked public debate about the country's laws and sexual mores. On one side stand those who say the companies, which operate in a legal grey area, flout public health standards, offend public morality, and conceal illegal activities like drug trafficking and prostitution. But proponents argue that the companies do not breach any laws, meet hygiene requirements, and provide an outlet for poor or disadvantaged men to safely and legally satisfy unfulfilled sexual needs. Those men include some of China's 291 million migrant workers, a group that accounted for around one-third of the country's labour force in 2019, according to data from the National Bureau of Statistics. Many migrants work far from their rural hometowns, in low-paid factory jobs, leaving them towards the bottom of a highly competitive marriage market. Quote, "They're either separated from their spouses or they're unmarried," said Peng Xiaohui, a professor at the Life Sciences Institute at Central China Normal University and one of China's most prominent sexologists. Quote, "They don't have the financial capacity to date people in the cities, so these problems they have cannot find a resolution," end quote. In the crosshairs. While Chinese authorities have long taken a dim view of sex doll rental companies, they seem to have cracked down harder since the second half of last year. The industry was at the centre of a scandal in December after an investigation by state news agency Xinhua found several firms permitted entry to minors, maintained questionable hygiene practices, and concealed illegal drug use. Ai-Land also found itself in the crosshairs, with police temporarily suspending its operations due to, quote, "criminal inferences" and, quote, "demands from above," end quote, and turfing out customers in nightly inspections, Li told Cai Xin in a phone interview. Although accurate figures are hard to gauge, Li estimated that the number of adult experience firms in China had fallen from around several thousand a few years ago to, quote, "less than 300 today." Since ordering him to stop trading for the second time last month, law enforcement officials have not given Li a reason for the closure or told him if the company is suspected of having broken any laws, he added. Local police forces contacted by Cai Xin declined to comment. Letting off steam. Located in an industrial suburb of China's foremost technology hub, Ai-Land's unassuming exterior houses a series of neon-lit rooms equipped with beds, love swings, and bathing areas, populated by a variety of lifelike silicon sex dolls dressed in skimpy lingerie, according to photos and promotional materials seen by Cai Xin. Rental fees range from 98 yuan, that's $15, to 368 yuan per hour, depending on the doll model and standard of room, according to Li, adding that the company requires customers to wear condoms while using the dolls and, quote, "completely sterilizes the facilities after use." Long, a migrant worker from central China's Hubei province, told Cai Xin in a phone interview that Ai-Land's closure had deprived him of a night spot he previously visited, quote, "once or twice a month," with colleagues at the nearby factory where he works. The plant, which is operated by Taiwan-based electronics giant Foxconn Technology Group, has a mostly male labour force and gender-segregated workers' dormitories. Long sometimes works for 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, for a monthly salary of between 2,000 and 3,000 yuan, around half of the average for Shenzhen residents, according to government data. At 33 years old, Long is well past the age where most men in his hometown get married. But he said, quote, "But because of the way society now works, I'm under huge financial pressure, can't save much money, and can't get a girlfriend," end quote. Long, who asked to use a pseudonym out of privacy concerns, added that sex doll rentals were, quote, "a good way of letting off steam. You don't have to worry about breaking the law, and it's safe. You won't get any diseases," end quote. A grey area. Long's latter claim is one of many disputed by opponents of sex doll rental firms, many of whom accuse the companies of a lengthy list of legal, ethical, and health violations. Those critics were in full voice on social media last month when iiLand was shut down, with some users likening the firm to those in last year's damning Xinhua report and others comparing its business model to soliciting prostitutes. Prostitution is illegal in China, but no laws explicitly ban sexual interactions between humans and dolls. The country also prohibits the dissemination of so-called obscene materials, but again does not mention sex dolls by name. Li, iiLand's owner, denies that the company has ever broken the law. Peng, the sexologist, dismissed comparisons between sex doll rentals and prostitution. Quote, "If you view it as selling sex, it comes down to your personal value judgments. But those judgments should not carry the force of public authority," end quote. Health concerns are harder to dismiss. Wang Lei, deputy chief doctor in the dermatology department at a major hospital in the eastern city of Tianjin, told Xinhua that even industry-leading sterilization methods cannot guarantee that you can completely eradicate harmful pathogens, such as those that cause sexually transmitted diseases, from the surface of sex dolls. Li admitted that the sector suffers from hygiene problems and insufficient regulation. But, he added, quote, "I hope people from all walks of life will give emerging industries like ours a little more time and space to do things better and provide more services for society. In the absence of laws and regulations, China's government should ensure that sex doll experience halls comply with existing rules on public health and disease prevention, while also punishing those that operate as a front for prostitution or other crimes," said Peng. Critics of companies offering sex doll rentals should refrain from excessively moralizing the industry, he added. Quote, "If you can't accept it, you should just ignore it. Other people are fine with it. So what right do you have to interfere?"